الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on hope, باب الرجاء, hope in the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Just to remind ourselves that our deen is so beautiful. It doesn't matter how much of gunas, how much of sin a person did, but the fact that he turns genuinely in repentance to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, Allah تعالى is waiting to forgive him. And the hadith we did before, that if the creation, if we had not committed sins, Allah Ta'ala would have created another creation that would commit sins so that they could turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance and Allah Ta'ala would forgive them, showing us how much Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. So at no point a person loses hope. And we might think to ourselves that why there is a need for so much of hope. Firstly, that thought should never cross our mind. Every one of us should think that we are the biggest sinners in this world. How much of sin we are committing from morning till evening. How much of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're doing is when a person considers himself to be a sinner, a person that commits gunas, then all the time he'll be looking for that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala will forgive me. Number one. Number two is, there are so many people that accept Islam towards the latter part of their life. And now if there was no such thing as hope, what would these people go through? We must thank Allah ta'ala that he has given us Islam from birth, but yet we haven't appreciated. You'll find sometimes a person who's accepted Islam later on in life, but he's so meticulous about every sunnah. I remember seeing one person, he accepted Islam, English person from England, and he walked into the masjid toilet. And when he went in, immediately he came back out. He see me the outside. So he said, I came back out because I entered with the wrong foot. And this was the person who was a new Muslim. He entered with the wrong foot, and he came back out. Again he read the dua. He made it a point of slowly reminding himself of the words of the dua, entered with the correct foot, with the left foot, and then he went into the toilet. Sometimes we just overlook these simple sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it happens that a person who's a new Muslim, now what goes through his heart, and he hears about the mercy, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's even hope for that type of person, that the whole life I disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet the ocean of the mercy of Allah ta'ala is so vast, that he's willing to even incorporate a person like me. So therefore this hope is something which is very, very important. Together with that, as we mentioned, a person doesn't lose sight of doing wrong and the punishment and the powerful nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has the perfect balance between the two. So today's hadith, Anil Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, Anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Al-Muslimu idha su'ila fil qabri, yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, fadhalika qawluhu ta'ala, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. حضرت براء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when a Muslim is questioned in the grave, when a person is questioned, as we know, when a person goes into the qabr, then there are two angels, Munkir and Nakir, that come and do the questioning in the qabr of such a person. So when he comes to do the questioning of a person, then this person that is being questioned now testifies. In other words, he says the shahadat, يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So he testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah Ta'ala's messenger. So now at the time when he's being questioned, he testifies. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining this scene that happens in the qabr of a person who has iman in this world. This is what will happen, is he'll go in the qabr, he'll be questioned, and then he'll testify. In other words, he will pass the test that he's going through in the qabr, that imtihan, that exam that is taken in the qabr, he'll pass that exam by giving the right answer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is the meaning of the verse, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. In Surah Ibrahim, this verse comes. So what is the meaning of this verse? Is Allah Ta'ala strengthens the believers with the firm word in the life of this world and in the year after. Allah Ta'ala is giving the strength in the qabr. Who is giving the person? Otherwise he's in a completely new world. He's in a completely new realm. Suddenly to have the answer there in a new world, new realm, getting tested by not people of the world, but getting tested by the angels. Who is giving the person the strength? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the person the strength. So again, it gives hope in a person that Allah Ta'ala is the one that gave me the strength in the dunya. Allah Ta'ala inshallah will give me the strength in akhirah. But the condition here is, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا. That whilst we are in this world, we have to be steadfast on Iman. And we have full hope, inshallah, that if we are steadfast on Iman in this world, Allah Ta'ala will keep us steadfast also in the Qabr. But the condition is, whilst we are here, we have to make all out effort to see that our Iman is protected. If it's protected in this world, there's great hope. A person doesn't lose any hope that Allah Ta'ala will protect him in the Qabr. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib mentioned so nicely. He said that if you look at all the favors and the kindness that Allah Ta'ala has given us from before we are actually born, before we actually come into this world, how Allah Ta'ala had taken care of us in the wombs of our mothers. And Allah Ta'ala made the intizam for our development. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made the intizam and made the arrangements for our nurturing, for our sustenance, even in the womb of our mother, in the three layers of darkness. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did it, He took care of it. When we were born and we were infants, and we could do nothing for ourselves, even missing ourselves, then Allah Ta'ala made some arrangement for us, some parents, some guardian, someone to look after us, to clean us, take care of us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made the arrangement of talim and teaching for us, made arrangement for us to grow up from that state of weakness to great, to a state of being an adult. And then every day Allah Ta'ala is taking care of us in terms of air, water, food, nourishment, whatever we need, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is providing for us. So many different stages of taking care. So he says, should a mu'min ever lose hope that when he goes through the next stage, the stage of Qabr, Allah Ta'ala won't take care of him. That Allah that has taken care of him so much, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will take care of him day also. So day also he doesn't lose hope that Allah had taken care for me in that womb of my mother, in the womb of the dunya. Allah Ta'ala will take care of for me, or take care of me in the womb of the Qabr and also in the womb of the Akhirat. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how much of hope this ayat create and this ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At no point a Muslim loses hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Actually, he is looking forward to the journey. When he has, a person has hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, he's looking forward to the next stage of the journey, because the next stage is a much, much more exciting stage than the stage that we are currently in. It's just that we have to have firm belief in it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.